Broadcasting from the Prime Meridian Bank Studios in the capital city of Tallahassee, this is Front Row Knowles with Tom Block and Keith Jones. Front Row Knowles is brought to you by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way.
Good day, everybody. Tom and Keith back with you. This is Front Row Knowles. Keith, we are closer still to college football. And oh, we thought we were so close to actually having the ACC network, but lo and behold, false alarm.
We have it. We don't have it. Wait a minute. It's still on. Wait a minute. They took it off. I started getting stuff, whatever that time it was, that particular afternoon, evening, with people saying, hey, it's on Xfinity, which is part of Comcast. And I'm going, thought to myself, how in the world could that be? I.e., somebody would have made an announcement about it, but there it was. And then technical glitch, we take it off 12, 24 hours later, whatever the time frame was.
I'm impressed that you actually saw it, because you're not on social media where it blew up in a hurry, yet you knew. You were just, were you taking your afternoon nap and you fell asleep with the remote in your hand, and it, and lo and behold, it woke up, you know, you woke up and you're on the SEC alternate channel and it was showing the ACC.
No. Mr. Block, let's remember, I have Dish Network. So I've had the ACC network the entire time. No, I started getting the old fashioned DMs. I started getting text messages from people that I know. I was not on Twitter, but I have found that right behind Twitter is DM in terms of if there's really something important. Evidently, a lot of people want a lot of people to know about it.
Well, I'm impressed, Keith. Two things here. One, after copious amount of behind the scenes research and fact checking and translation, brief conversations, I've been made aware or so advised that something similar happened. I think it was when the SEC network launched, but it might have been the launch of another network, i.e., it was a legitimate test to make sure that the signal was being distributed to all the Comcast affiliates, and then they pulled it back. And while I don't necessarily want to use the word imminent, because imminent might imply that it could happen while I'm finishing this sentence or while we're finishing this show, I do think that we're pretty close. And maybe in the next few weeks, we will have an announcement that the ACC does officially have a deal with Comcast Xfinity. So that's good.
I was not aware of said test on some other unnamed network. So you have appropriately done your research, or somebody shared it with you. So yes, having heard that for the first time, I too would be inclined to believe that something is imminent, whatever imminent means in whatever framework we're talking about.
Well, we've talked about it for years, Keith. I'll say it again. September 30th is when Comcast's contract to carry ESPN, ESPN2, SEC Network, Disney Channel, ESPN News, whatever else is Disney property, comes to an end. So if Comcast wants to keep its 21 million customers happy who are interested in those channels, they're going to take the ACC network at that point. So we're not far away, big picture. I also, and we talked a little bit with David Teal in recent weeks about potential dollars. We won't really know until a couple of years from now when we look at the tax returns and we go, oh, well, the dollars jumped X amount from this FY to that FY. So that must have been the Comcast deal. But I'm told that it could mean 6 to 10 million more per school in the ACC. So not insignificant, and really right in line with what you and I have projected all along. That would take the ACC to 40 to 43 million, somewhere in there per school, which is about what the SEC gets now, except that the SEC is then going to bump up again in a couple of years with their new contract and then bump up again with Oklahoma and Texas when they join. And I don't know what other moves the ACC has. We've been down this road, but nevertheless, 6 to 10 million is not something to sneeze at if you're FSU or an ACC school.
The only disappointment in that is there had been conversations that by adding Comcast, you'd get a dollar per subscriber. 20 million subscribers would be $20 million a month, which would be $240 million a year. But the closer reality, I think, is something around $100, $110 million a year in total, and then getting down to that between 6 and 10 million for each participating institution. Somewhere right in between, probably towards the lower end, is reality.
So the other big news of the day, Keith, is that we have this alliance from the ACC and the Big Ten and the Pac-12, which I'm not really sure what it means other than what we mentioned on previous shows, which is they're going to try to align to vote together on some things, maybe do some scheduling things. Did you take anything else out of what came out of that Tuesday announcement?
The only thing I took out of it is a reverse order. It would mean some scheduling and block voting as opposed to what you said and the way you said it. But only those two items jumped out at me. Yes.
The other thing that jumped out, and I work at the university. It's great that Florida State's trajectory has been on the rise. The university is moving up in the rankings. But when you put out an athletics release and it touts how many AAU schools you have and how many are ranked in the top 30 of the U.S. News and World Report and research alliances, nobody cares. They want to know about the TV dollars. That's the reality on this. How much are we going to move the decimal point?
What that does confirm, however, is that the presidents and or the chancellors or maybe even the provost were involved in the discussion and not just the athletic directors, because that's how all that got in there.
Good point. We will talk football and not just this behind the scenes stuff. Matter of fact, defensive coordinator for Florida State, Adam Fuller, is going to join us coming up a little bit later on. Then Bob Ferrante, FSU's been through two scrimmages, so we'll have all the latest from the practice fields there. I guess the other news of note, Keith, as we wrap up this first segment, and maybe we can dive deeper in the last segment, is the medical advisory group for the ACC issued the updated MAG report or MAG guidelines, MAG, medical advisory group, last week as it relates to COVID. And really, they stripped out most of the meat from a year ago. And the focus has been on schools getting to the 85% vaccination rate. And Florida State is close. They're not there yet. But that was the big story. And actually, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday when they released that report.
The big thing for me, obviously, yes, is the 85% vaccination rate. But if you're below that, it's going to continue to be expensive. I mean, there's not just a safety factor as much. Obviously, the first go round, it was all about safety, but there's now a dollars thing because you can discontinue some of the tracing and discontinue some of the testing if you get above that 85% threshold. So I'm not suggesting that becomes the reason anyone or any group does it, but there's certainly another component to it that maybe didn't exist this time last year.
We'll get into that later in the show. We'll take a break right now, come back and talk to Florida State's defensive coordinator, Adam Fuller. We are just getting cranked up. Stay with us. This is Front Row Knowles.
Some battles are worth fighting. They build character and teach important lessons. Other times, the more we resist, the longer we stay stuck. When a simple change would change everything. Is your bank holding you back? Try my bank, Prime Meridian Bank. Changing is easy. We'll show you how. Prime Meridian Bank. Tallahassee, Crawfordville, and on the web at trymybank.com. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Bob Hobbs. We're always talking about getting your best deals, your best trade, and your best financing. But with these challenging times, we wanted you to know, if you can't make it in, we'll even bring the car to you, and we'll appraise your vehicle at your home or business. And for all our service customers that can't make it in, we'll pick up your vehicle, get it serviced, and bring it back to you. We just want to make it easy to do business. We appreciate our customers and want to say thank you for your business. So whether it's sales or service, come by and see us or check us out at HobsonChevrolet.com. Buy and service your vehicle the Hobson way.
Front Row Knowles is presented by Hobson Chevrolet of Cairo, Georgia. Get your best deal the Hobson way. Now back to Tom and Keith.
Welcome back to Front Row Knowles. Tom and Keith with you. I'm pleased to be joined by defensive coordinator Adam Fuller from Florida State, and he joins us via the Earl Bacon Agency hotline, the Earl Bacon Agency ensuring our future together. Coach, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. I guess as a starting point, halfway through camp or through the month of August, roughly halfway through, how much better do you feel about what you're looking at on a daily basis right now than, say, a year ago at this time?
Well, I think I've got a better sense of, or we've got a better sense of where we're at. I think we've got players in the right positions, number one. I feel good about that. I feel good about locking in our roles at all 11 positions and, you know, just the versatility in the backup roles. So just have a better sense of the group as a whole and just excited to move forward as we get into the game week mode.
Coach, a lot of folks in the media have made a big deal out of the 4-2-5. As an old school guy, my simple question is that really new? Didn't you guys run that a lot as dictated by offenses, or isn't that the kind of the new base defense?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, I can remember, you know, years ago, you know, it was our base defense at another school I was at. And, you know, you're always trying to, number one, put your best players in the field, and then two, or 1A, trying to defend what people are doing. You hope those things align in a way, right? And back in the old school, it was a 3-4 team, and you just, these offenses have been putting three wide receivers on the field for years now, and you need to be able to match up. You know, if you don't have enough DBs out there, it's just hard to do a lot of things because it limits you coverage-wise because you only have a certain amount of guys that can match up with people. So, you know, we tried to do a good amount last year. Just, you know, we had what we had, and we were just trying to glue it together. But we've been able to go out and bring some guys in and develop the guys that were here so that, you know, we've got some depth now that at DB, so we feel like we can play more of that. Now there is some 4-3 stuff that's still in there, but you know, in a perfect world, when people are putting 3 or 4 wide receivers on the field, you need a minimum of 5 DBs out there in right, order to play right. Good sound defense. You know,
Coach, at this point, who has or who have emerged as your real defensive leaders across all the segment groups?
Yeah, well, I think leadership is something that, you know, as you say, leaders, you know, I know good players right now, you know, I mean, up front, you know, I think Fabian Lovett has played really consistent football. I think he's in the best shape of his life right now. And you're seeing that. He's got more ability to and more range to make more plays. Dennis Briggs has been somebody that, you know, I've been excited about now since we got him back last year, but his development as a defensive tackle has definitely gone on the uptick. Jermaine Johnson's been a really good addition. You know, he's given us physicality and some effort presence on the edge. You know, we're looking for big things out of Keir Thomas as well, just from a toughness, from a leadership, from a physicality standpoint. Robert Cooper, somebody that played up front for us last year, he's got to continue to come on and play with consistent energy and effort. So up front, that's been the crew. You know, at linebacker, Kalen DeLoach was somebody that plays. He was very up and down last year, but he's been probably our most consistent playmaker at linebacker through camp. You know, Amari Gaynor and DJ Lundy are kind of next in that line as far as just the ability to make plays, and we're trying to get those guys to do what they do best the most right now at linebacker. You know, and Steven Dix has obviously had a lot of reps for us, and we continue to bring him along. So that's been at linebacker. At DB, you know, we've at corner, which is critical for us, you know, Jarvis Brownlee, Travis Jay, Nico Dotson has probably played the most consistent football right now. Jamie Robinson, Kevin Knowles have done a nice job at safety, at corner, at nickel. And then the safeties right now, you know, I think Akeem Dent, you know, we put him back there. He showed good ability in space. Brennan Gant, and then we're starting to develop some of the younger guys too, like Jacquez McClellan, who had just gotten here, Shaheen Brown, you know, or other names that we're working through back there right now.
Adam, you guys appropriately didn't talk about it much, but in retrospect, when you look back at the entire 2020 season, it's a fair statement that you had to play some kids in positions of need that aren't their really gifted places. Is that a fair statement?
Well, you know, and I, you know, listen, as we're going, we're just trying to get the right guys on the field in the right positions. And, whether you knew how it would play, you didn't. I mean, we're just, you know, trying to put guys in the best positions we could and with the information we had. And, you know, the more games you play or the more time you spend with them, the more information you get, then you're trying to move guys, you know, in the middle of the season just because now you have the information. And, you know, it was obviously, you know, it was definitely an opportunity to learn last year because of the different time restraints and availability restraints. So, you know, but everybody kind of had to go through it, you know, and we just had to go through it in year one. So it was a little bit challenging with that, but, you know, definitely had to give us an opportunity to learn from and to grow from. And hopefully it makes us a better all program this year.
And that was my point. It wasn't a critical point. It was you were doing what you had to do because there were some holes in the dam, so to speak. But now that you've had a full year to do a full evaluation, I mean, this is really year one, if you think about it that way.
Yeah. You know, I don't really count them. I know what you're saying, but, you know, we're really just trying to focus on the guys that we have now and making sure they're in the right spots. They're playing with good fundamentals. They understand what good defense looks like. We're challenging them every day and pushing them to be their best and just making sure we have enough scheme to be able to allow them to play fast and so the opponent plays slow. And we're trying to mix that up now. And, you know, I think this group has a competitive edge to them that we're continuing to try to drive. At the end of the day, it's that drive to be better every single day. And usually you put days on top of each other with that mindset, and usually you get better at a higher rate. And that's our job to do right now.
Coach Woodson mentioned last week something called an S2 test, and he was speaking to Akeem Dent and what you guys were able to discern from that and his move back to safety. So I'm interested in your comments on what you did see from that. But more than that, from a broad picture, we've heard about this Wonderlic that the NFL uses forever, but it feels like this S2 cognition test is where everybody's going. Can you enlighten our listeners a little bit about what that entails?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I've said for years, I think everything we do is connected to their success or their failure. And whether it's, you know, I don't want to minimize, you know, S2 score or the weight room or academics, you know, or nutrition. Like, it's all part of the big circle that completes it for these guys' growth. You know, it just, that happens to be another tool, right? So, you know, a couple of years ago, the virtual reality stuff came out to help teach guys that maybe they learn better in a virtual room. You know, there's been new weight room techniques that Coach Storms has found to try and help these guys. You know, Josh down the training room has found different techniques to come back quicker from a turf toe or whatever that is. You know, Marissa with nutrition. You know, S2 is just another way to evaluate to help us learn more about each player. It's our job to grab all the information from all of these other areas. For years, we've sat down with academic coordinators, and, you know, as they develop learning styles for each individual player, you've tried to address how to teach them better. And I think S2 is just another way to evaluate more specific into the, you know, not how they learn, but how they take data and how quickly they can process it. And then that fits them into different categories, you know, for, you know, and some of it's even like depth perception of, you know, visual versus physical. And, you know, so it's a tool that we're using here at Florida State. And, you know, some of it, we use the information to move guys' positions. Some of it, we use it to get more creative in how we teach or the drills that we do. And some of it just is able to allow us to have the right conversations and ask the right questions to the players so that they're aware of things they need to fix or improve upon or learn from that they may be deficient and not even know. So, you know, that gives you hopefully a little bit of insight into what goes into us trying to work with the guys and using maybe even something specific like the S2.
Well, the bottom line is Tommy and I want one of those cool mattresses, Adam. That's all we care about.
What are you talking about? What cool mattress? What's it in Jacksonville?
Exactly.
You had to have gone to Jacksonville and gone to camp to use them, guys.
Dadgummit.
What last week?
It's always next year.
But we've only got
a
minute.
I've got an air mattress. You guys come use the air mattress in my office. It's really nice.
Have we reached the part of preseason camp where you're having to sleep on an air mattress already?
No, I'm done with that for camp. Yeah, camp's over.
Coach, final 30 seconds or so. What do you need to see from your defense here between now and when you kick off against Notre Dame?
Just, you know, we've got a lot of our installs on. So every day you're putting in more concepts and calls. You know, the challenge to them this morning was for the next 3 days, as we transition a little bit of Notre Dame focus, we were still at that 75% mark where it's still good on good. It's still us getting better at the fundamentals and the understanding of the concepts that we're doing. And so the aim and the objective for these next 2-3 days were like, I want to see our understanding of the specifics of each call and the understanding the leverages and just playing good, clean football with great communication. You know, and we got a really good rep in the red zone today where, you know, there was a bunch of moving parts on the offense and we were able to communicate it out. A bunch of guys had to get to different spots and get things executed. And that's the stuff that you get excited about because you can tell that they've got a good understanding about that. But now it's about just doing that again and again and again, because football is about repetition. That's why we have 5 days to get ready for one game. And so before we get into full on game mode, it's just the understanding of the fundamentals, the small details of the call to really dig in. Cause that's when you know you're playing good defense, when, you know, it's not about this call is this call is that, but now you can really coach the specifics of how the offense is attacking it so we can react faster. And play with more anticipation. And that's where we're at right now.
Coach Adam Fuller, defensive coordinator at FSU, thanks for joining us. Front Row Knowles continues in a moment.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your local independent auto owner's agent is the Earl Bacon Agency. Call us at 878-2121 or visit us on the web at earlbacon.com.
Some battles are worth fighting. They build character and teach important lessons. Other times, the more we resist, the longer we stay stuck. When a simple change would change everything. Is your bank holding you back? Try my bank, Prime Meridian Bank. Changing is easy. We'll show you how. Prime Meridian Bank. Tallahassee, Crawfordville, and on the web at trymybank.com. Member FDIC.